just before I start, there's a few things that I'll probably say that you've probably heard earlier that Mark has mentioned. So I'm Jess Roberts, and I've just started a PhD here with the Precision Ag Research Group, and the topic of my PhD is spatially enabled livestock management, increasing biomass utilisation in rotational systems. So the background to this project, as Mark said, came out of Sunnyvale Pastoral. GPS tracking trials were undertaken on one of their properties, and the results of that showed that there was a relationship between tracking data and biomass. So, as you will have seen this morning, this area of precision agriculture is growing, and there are several real-time spatial monitoring systems currently in development, and some of those are at the deployment stage. So research in this field has mostly included determining animal behaviour from on-animal motion sensors combined with the GPS tracking devices. So with this project, we're focusing on the potential for the spatial data alone to predict livestock behaviour and to develop technologies in line with the wants and the needs of commercial systems. So Sundown Pastoral believes that such tools could increase pasture utilisation by up to 25 to 30%, as Mark mentioned previously. And increasing pasture utilisation is one of the primary means of increasing the productivity of livestock systems. So expanding the use of these technologies will be very valuable for improving management of commercial systems as they are potentially only limited to the sensors alone without other on-animal sensors. So the aim of this project is basically to investigate if spatial livestock data can be used to predict biomass characteristics of pasture and assist managers to make decisions about moving stock within rotation. So the methodology that we would like to use is, I'll explain now. So there are several trials that we're going to complete as part of my thesis, which will include investigating the relationship between spatial grazing behaviour and both pasture biomass quantity and quality through controlled and replicated trials. Using GNSS tracking devices, this trial will monitor the distances travelled during grazing events as well as other spatial movement parameters as the pasture biomass quantity and quality decreases throughout rotations. Secondly, we would like to look at behavioural modelling by correlating spatial data from tracked livestock with grazing behaviour. So this will involve visual observations of the cattle and correlation of movement with spatial patterns generated from the GPS devices. This will provide key information for longer-term trials, which will be undertaken at Sundown Pastures Newstead and Clyde Agriculture Furrowilla, to look at cattle behaviour over several rotations in a commercial situation. There is also potential to investigate the relationship of diet with declining pasture quality and quantity through the analysis of rumen contents from pistillated cattle. Initially, we will be using store-on-board global navigation satellite system tracking devices to monitor this movement. However, the end goal is to utilise real-time tracking devices and also to inform the commercial systems as they become available. So there has been some preliminary study undertaken already. We've compared visual observations with the GNS tracking data over a couple of days out at UNE's new home. That was earlier this year. And also in 2008, there was a comparison of pasture biomass with GNSS tracking data that was taken out at McMaster Research Station. So the results, or some of the results from the McMaster trial are here. I'll just go through it quickly. The white areas of these are livestock remnants index maps of the paddocks that some cattle were in. The white areas are areas that they basically didn't utilize. And as the colours highly utilized. So, and these are consecutive time periods. So these were days 1 to 10, and this one was days 11 to 20. You can see, initially, they spent a lot of time in the southern and eastern fence lines. And as time progressed, they have branched out towards the center of the pattern away from these fence lines. So basically what these results are showing us is that there is an opportunity to utilize spatial monitoring technologies to understand livestock and pasture interactions, and also enable producers to better schedule livestock movements in rotational systems. So hopefully with the further work, we can achieve our goal to some degree. Thank you.